Here at the National Agricultural Aviation Association Convention, I'm speaking with David Eby with AgSync, right?
Yes.
I'm going to let you explain to me a little bit about the company because we'd like to learn a little bit more.
About 3 years ago, we got started in a fungicide program in the Midwest. And the question became, how do you manage 10, 15, 20 airplanes out of your office, which normally handles 3 airplanes? We have a problem, and because we have such a specialized business, to get trained personnel is very difficult, and to keep them for just a month, you can't pay them all year round. So we had to figure out a way to make our office help be able to handle the workload. So we thought the only process would be to come up with an online program. Instead of getting our fields faxed to us or over the telephone, which takes a lot of time, we developed this online program we call AgSync, which means for synchronizing agriculture. And our idea is to link the retailer with the aerial applicator and the farmer in one link, where we don't get in wrong fields and make errors.
So this is, you said, an online application,
yes.
Meaning does that mean that you wouldn't be installing software on your computer, per se?
No, it's just you'll go to the website, www.agsync.com, and you log in as a user. And everything's stored on servers, high-speed servers, where we can handle a huge amount of data.
Well, and I also understand through BASF, which is sponsoring our coverage of the meeting here, that you've had a relationship with them, and obviously they've had such huge success with their headline fungicide in particular that I'm assuming there must be some connection there, right?
Yes, there is. They've become aware of our program 2 years ago when we first started using it. In fact, Jim Gaffney from the company was down to look how we managed it because he was having problems with applicators in other parts of the country, couldn't keep up with the paperwork. And this last year, we completely rewrote the program to make it more user-friendly, and BASF realized the efficiencies involved in using that program with other applicators, and we designed it basically for BASF and make it available to other aero applicators so we could spray more product and hopefully reduce the cost to the farmer and the end user.
Well, when you look at their fungicide headline, and now there are a couple of new ones that we've got on the market, what has that meant for the business of doing aerial application?
It's changed our world in aerial application, because before we had to primarily we lived on insect outbreaks. And you never knew 1 year from the next how busy you were going to be. This is the first product to come along that we can consistently count on year after year, and we can begin to build a business to where it should be, that we can add the personnel and the equipment we need to handle the acres. And it's also changed the relationship between the retail ag facility and the aerial applicator. And now I like to look at us as a extension of the retail ag facility by becoming a service business to them. And hopefully the concern about whether we're competition with them is no longer an issue, that we're more to supplement and make them more efficient and cover more acres.
So how did you, what are your thoughts on the fact they do have a couple of new products, Twinline and Caramba in particular?
I don't know much about those products. I haven't had a chance to find out about them, but BASF is a very good company to work with. They are not interested so much in promoting themselves. They want to build a long-term relationship by building the people that they work with. For instance, the retail ag facility and the aero applicator, they're more interested in getting us to where we need to be so we can cover the acres that we need to. I really appreciate them as a company. They've got the right attitude in working with the applicators.
Well, thank you very much, David, for taking a couple minutes to speak with me here at the NAAA convention. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.